Here is a run of the program. The results are as expected. Look at the red box in the display below. The source code is shown at the right of the text section, the bottom rectangle of the picture. In the middle column of the text section, the decimal equivalents of the immediate operands are shown in the instructions. This is because the SPIM simulator has disassembled the machine language, the second column from the left, into assembly language. It happens to use decimal notation after it has disassembled the machine language. You can use decimal also to express an immediate operand. To express an immediate operand in assembly language using decimal notation, omit the leading 0x. So in the following, for instance, the first instruction, the immediate operand is 171. This is expressed in decimal. The decimal will be translated into a 16-bit pattern. The same pattern could have been specified using hexadecimal. Of course, the immediate operand in the machine instruction is always a 16-bit pattern. The assembler allows you to specify this pattern using the hexadecimal pattern name or a decimal integer that will be converted into a 16-bit pattern.